First Chronicles, chapter 6. The sons of Levi: Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The sons of Kohath: Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel. The children of Amram: Aaron, Moses, and Miriam. The sons of Aaron: Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Eleazar was the father of Phinehas. Phinehas was the father of Abishua. Abishua was the father of Buckeye. Buckeye was the father of Uzzi. Uzzi was the father of Zerahiah. Zerahiah was the father of Meraioth. Meraioth was the father of Amariah. Amariah was the father of Ahitub. Ahitub was the father of Zadok. Zadok was the father of Ahimaaz. Ahimaaz was the father of Azariah. Azariah was the father of Johanan. Johanan was the father of Azariah, who served as priest in the temple that Solomon built in Jerusalem. Azariah was the father of Amariah. Amariah was the father of Ahitub. Ahitub was the father of Zadok. Zadok was the father of Shallum. Shallum was the father of Hilkiah. Hilkiah was the father of Azariah. Azariah was the father of Sariah. And Sariah was the father of Jehozadak. Jehozadak went into captivity when the Lord sent Judah and Jerusalem into exile by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. The sons of Levi: Gershom, Kohath, and Merari. These are the names of the sons of Gershom: Libni and Shimei. The sons of Kohath: Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel. The sons of Merari: Mahli and Mushi. These are the clans of the Levites listed according to their fathers. Of Gershom: Libni his son, Jahath his son, Zimmah his son, Joah his son, Iddo his son, Zerah his son, and Jeatherai his son. The descendants of Kohath: Aminadab his son, Korah his son, Asir his son, Elkanah his son, Ebiasaph his son, Asir his son, Tahath his son, Uriel his son, Uzziah his son, and Sheol his son. The descendants of Elkanah: Amasai, Ahimoth, Elkanah his son, Zophai his son, Nahath his son, Eliab his son, Jeroham his son, and Elkanah his son. The sons of Samuel: Joel his firstborn, and Abijah his second son. The descendants of Merari: Mahli, Libni his son, Shimei his son, Uzza his son, Shimea his son, Haggiah his son, and Asaiah his son. These are the men David put in charge of the music in the house of the Lord, after the ark rested there. They ministered with song before the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, until Solomon built the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, and they performed their duties according to the regulations given them. These are the men who served, together with their sons. From the Kohathites: Heman the singer, the son of Joel, the son of Samuel, the son of Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Eliel, the son of Toa, the son of Zuth, the son of Elkanah, the son of Mahath, the son of Amasai, the son of Elkanah, the son of Joel, the son of Azariah, the son of Zephaniah, the son of Tahath, the son of Asir, the son of Abiasaph, the son of Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, the son of Israel. Heman's kinsman was Asaph, who served at his right hand. Asaph the son of Berechiah, the son of Shimeah, the son of Michael, the son of Baasiah, the son of Malchijah, the son of Ethni, the son of Zerah, the son of Adiah, the son of Ethan, the son of Zimmah, the son of Shimei, the son of Jahath, the son of Gershom, the son of Levi. On the left were their kinsmen, the sons of Merari: Ethan the son of Kishai, the son of Abdi, the son of Malak, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Amaziah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Amzai, the son of Bani, the son of Shemer, the son of Mahli, the son of Mushi, the son of Merari, the son of Levi. Their fellow Levites were assigned to every kind of service of the tabernacle, the house of God. But Aaron and his sons did all the work of the most holy place. They presented the offerings on the altar of burnt offering and on the altar of incense to make atonement for Israel, according to all that Moses, the servant of God, had commanded. These were the descendants of Aaron: Eleazar his son, Phinehas his son, Abishua his son, Bucki his son, Uzzi his son, Zerahiah his son, Meraioth his son, Amariah his son, Ahitub his son, Zadok his son, and Ahimaaz his son. Now these were the territories assigned to the descendants of Aaron from the Kohathite clan for their settlements, because the first lot fell to them. They were given Hebron in the land of Judah and its surrounding pasture lands, but the fields and villages around the city were given to Caleb, son of Jephunneh. So the descendants of Aaron were given Hebron, a city of refuge, Libna, Jatir, Eshtemoah, Hilen, Deber, Ashan, Juttah, and Beth Shemesh, together with their pasture lands. And from the tribe of Benjamin they were given Gibeon, Geba, Alameth, and Anathoth, together with their pasture lands. So they had 13 cities in all among their families. To the rest of the Kohathites, 10 cities were allotted from the half-tribe of Manasseh. The Gershomites, according to their clans, were allotted 13 cities from the tribes of Issachar, Asher, Naphtali, and Manasseh in Bashan. The Merarites, according to their families, were allotted 12 cities from the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Zebulun. So the Israelites gave to the Levites these cities and their pasture lands. They assigned by lot the cities named above from the tribes of Judah, Simeon, and Benjamin. And some of the clans of the Kohathites were given cities from the tribe of Ephraim for their territory. They were given Shechem, a city of refuge, with its pasture lands in the hill country of Ephraim, and Gezer, Jokmeam, Beth-horon, Aijalon, and Gath-rimmon, together with their pasture lands. And from the half-tribe of Manasseh, the remaining clans of the Kohathites were given Aner and Bileam, together with their pasture lands. The Gershomites received the following. From the clan of the half-tribe of Manasseh, they were given Golan in Bashan, and also Ashtaroth, together with their pasture lands. From the tribe of Issachar, they were given Kedesh, Dabarath, Ramoth, and Anim, together with their pasture lands. From the tribe of Asher, they were given Meshal, Abdon, Hukok, and Rehob, together with their pasture lands. And from the tribe of Naphtali, they were given Kedesh, in Galilee, Hammon, and Kiriathaim, together with their pasture lands. The Merarites, the rest of the Levites, received the following. From the tribe of Zebulun, they were given Rimmono and Tabor, together with their pasture lands. From the tribe of Reuben, east of the Jordan, opposite Jericho, they were given Bezer in the wilderness, Jaza, Kedemoth, and Mephaath, together with their pasture lands. And from the tribe of Gad, they were given Ramoth and Gilead, Mahanaim, Heshbon, and Jazer, together with their pasture lands.